Our referral of this matter and recommendation for Clerk Hadlock's removal are not made lightly. There are a number of issues that date back to Clerk Hadlock's conduct in the 2024 general election, and then new issues that have arisen as well. I continue to be deeply troubled by Clerk Hadlock's conduct during and following the 2024 general election cycle. In particular, the Weston County Clerk's submittal of a false post-election audit report on November 6, 2024 is extremely problematic, as revealed by the Weston County Canvassing Board meeting on November 8, 2024, as well as the subsequent properly performed audit, which confirmed that there were 21 of 75 ballots with a discrepancy in direct contravention to the initial post-election audit results submitted to our office. Clerk Hadlock made false representations and may have covered up the fact that her audit showed serious errors or may not even have conducted the audit at all. That post-election audit was the mechanism to find the original error at the proper time and without further intervention. But when one of those reports, like the post-election audit, is submitted falsely, the system breaks. The testimony of both the Platte County Clerk and the Fremont County Clerk at the September 17, 2025 management audit meeting supports the conclusion that the first false post-election audit can't simply be brushed off as a simple mistake. While the issue of the false post-election audit was our number one concern in our first request for removal in March, it was revealed since then this was not considered by the governor when he made his decision not to initiate removal proceedings earlier this year. I'm also deeply troubled by Clerk Hadlock's failure to comply with a legislative subpoena issued by the Wyoming Legislature's Management Audit Committee in order to address the false post-election audit. We must have accountability.